You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
7 minutes after 11 South African time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My name is Arafat bin Ibrahim Hatia. And of course, we welcome back our beloved Fadilatul Ustad on the bliss of marriage. Our beloved Ustad Hazrat Mulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, Hafidhahullah. 0847863132, that's our WhatsApp number, international overseas countries, +27847863132. I want to welcome my engineer brother Lokolo. Let's welcome the listeners of Merkez Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Let's welcome the listeners as well of Sirius FM. Ustad, it's a beautiful, mashallah, Tuesday morning, the 1st of Rajab, 1441. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan. Yes, today is indeed the 1st of Rajab, 1441. We're receiving messages from different parts of the world, from UK, from Mauritius and other parts of the world. So alhamdulillah, about 99% of the Muslims throughout the world here started the month of Rajab today, Tuesday. So mashallah, we read the dua, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. O beloved Allah, that grant us barakah, blessings during this month of Rajab and Sha'ban, and save us, preserve us and spare us for the month of Ramadan. And the hadith is mentioned in Mishkat Sharif. Similarly, read the dua for the new moon, the crescent. Maybe we did not see it last night, but we know that these are the sunnah duas that we should read. Allahu Akbar. Hilalu khayrin wa rushdin. Hilalu khayrin wa rushdin is mentioned in Abu Dawood. O Almighty Allah Jalla wala, make this month of Rajab a month of khayr for us, our families, and the Ummah and Muslimah, and a month of righteousness. May Almighty Allah grant us tawfiq.
So somebody is saying here that Mufti Sahab, I am 76 years old, never been married. Can I still get married at this age, or should I just die quietly, Ustad?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala Rasulil Kareem. Amma ba'd. If you are 70, 75, 76 years old and you feel that you are not managing, life is difficult and so forth, you want to get married, so Islamically there is no problem with that. Remember that old people also got married. It's not only about bedroom and bathroom. They need companionship and so forth. So all that would be permissible. But remember my advice to you, if you're going to get married to a lady 35, 40, 45, 50 years old, and in that way there she can make your khidmat. You get married to another old lady, so then you will have to make her khidmat, and the medical bills will all pile up as well for both of you. So therefore, and she should not have any children, because all that will just complicate issues for you, for her, and so many other issues will come about, inheritance and so forth. Her children will not inherit from you, but remember, she will inherit from you because she will be your wife. And if she comes with children, then she will expect you to spend on her children. So all these issues, you can just, you know, abstain from it, refrain from it, and make life less complicated.
Somebody says, can nikah be made over the phone using Skype? And a few months later, Ustad, the girl's dad brings her home. Ustad,
remember that we don't agree with all these things here. The easy way, that when two parties, the boy's party, the husband-to-be, the wife-to-be, are in two different cities, two different countries or continents, so one party must appoint somebody as a wakil, representative. See, we perform nikah. Last week I had to perform nikah, for example. I'm just giving an example. So the boy is there, the husband-to-be, the girl is not there. So she appointed her father or her brother or some uncle or somebody to be her representative. So he is acting on her behalf. So similarly, yeah, the boy is in South Africa, the girl is in London. So now the boy appoints somebody on his behalf there in London, and he will then act on his behalf, the husband to be their behalf. Or the wife appoints somebody here, that she got family members here, so to be her wakil and her representative here. So that is how it should be done. And remember, the girl's father or the girl's brother has to give consent, and you must have two male witnesses. Then only will the nikah be valid. This phone business, all that, remember, the nikah is not valid.
Somebody says here, Mufti Saab, I have just won a jackpot. Now looking for a wife to spend this money with. You guys have any available for me? It says, or should I just give this money away as it's haram and stop looking for a wife? I hear wives are very expensive to maintain. Anonymous Ustad.
Remember, if you want a jackpot, 1 million, 5 million, because you put some money down, so all of it is haram. So what you should do is just give it to the poor people. There are millions of poor people, Muslims, there in Libya and in Syria and in Yemen and in Palestine and so many other countries. So just give it to them. You will not get any reward. And forget the wife story, all that. They have to use that haram money. Just brings more haram and punishment from Almighty Allah. First and foremost, you should make tawbah for gambling and repent sincerely, and the sign that your tawbah is accepted is that you do not go back to the casinos and to the gambling dens. Second one is that give that money to the poor Muslims throughout the world, and in that way there at least somebody can take some benefit from that.
It says, respected Mufti Saab, I married for the wrong reasons. Is there ever a right reason for getting married? I'm stuck. A helper. Ustad.
Yes, you must remember that every person must do some introspection and soul searching. No sense blaming other people. This is human beings' fault. That when they are guilty, then they want to drag other people in. So you must remember that's wrong. In Islam also is unjustified. So what you must do is that you must look at yourself. What wrongs have you committed? Don't bring other people into the equation. So in that way there, that now you must see that Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, we don't know you the male or the female, so we'll answer it both ways. When you, the man, get married, you look at Maliha, her wealth status, Jamaliha, her beauty, wa Hasabiha, you look at her status as far as her family goes, and which higher strata of society they belong to, walidiniha, and the deen, the piety and Islam, do they belong to the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah? You can't marry people of Shias and Ahmadis and Qadianis and Agakhanis, all these people here out of the fall of Islam, so you can't marry them. So you need to be clear. So your intention was to marry because of wealth or because of beauty, and now all that there you can see is no more so glittering and attractive. So now you are stuck in this marriage. So obviously now you have to turn your intention around and continue with it. There are children, 2, 3, 4 children involved. If you are the female and you knew this person here is not a good person as far as character, piety goes, yet you married him because he came with a smart, flashy car, he came with a Rolls Royce and a Cadillac and a Buick or big Mercedes and so forth, and you just fell for the money, and now you can see that it's not so sweet and, you know, not so attractive anymore. So you have to stay in the marriage now, because you can't blame anybody else. Don't blame your parents or the Molana or anybody else. So you have to stay in that marriage. Our function is jorna, not torna. That our aim is to make the home and not break the home. And that is what Quran Kareem teaches us, was sulhu khair. Reconciliation is the best, and more so in this case when there are children, it seems. So yes, rather stay and read Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadud. Read the Asma'ul Husna, the 99 names of Almighty Allah abundantly. Read Surah 25, verse 74. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun. O Allah, grant us spouses and children that are the coolness of the eyes.
Somebody says, Ustad, if a non-Muslim lady accepts Islam, is her marriage broken if he is a non-Muslim, Ustad?
Remember, here there are three scenarios. If that husband and wife, both of them, they were Jews, Christian, Hindus, whatever else, and they both embraced Islam, and they underwent some form of ceremony, some form of marriage took place, and both of them embraced Islam, then remember the Islam is accepted, the marriage is still valid, and the children will be considered legitimate. That is the beauty, because if they embrace Islam and you say the marriage is not valid, so it means that all the children become illegitimate. Second one is this, that both of them embrace Islam, but they were live-in lovers like today. There was no nikah, there was no marriage or anything of that sort. So remember, in a case like that, to perform a nikah is compulsory after they embrace Islam, and the children that are born are illegitimate because there was no ceremony, there was no marriage, nothing. Third one is this, that the wife embraces Islam, but the husband does not want to embrace Islam. In a case like that, the marriage now is dissolved and finished now, so she can't live with that person. She is a Muslimah, he is a Mushrik or whatever, Jew, Christian and so forth. Quran Kareem states, Surah 60 verse 10, La hunna hillu lahum wa la hum yahilluna lahun. It is not permissible for a Muslim lady to marry any non-Muslim man. So she must separate immediately with him, and her Islam will continue. And remember, she must try her level best to bring her children into the fold of Islam as far as possible. And she will have custody of the children and not the father.
I see a brother from Johannesburg needs some advice. He says, move this up. So many times I meet up with a certain girl. This is no coincidence. He says, when I go to functions, when I travel overseas, when I go places, I always see her. Does this mean she will be my future wife? Should I propose to her? We have only spoken once at a wedding function when she got her car keys locked in her car. Should I propose to her, Ustad? Anonymous brother.
Remember, my brother, what's happening to you is that your subconscious mind, you are thinking of her day and night, and you dream of her. Even when she's not there, you think she is there. So you are suffering hallucinations, and you are going through all this phase of life. So you must make istikhara, read, Allahumma khirli wakhtarli, O Allah, that you show me what is the best, and you choose for me what is the best. Allahumma khirli waqtarli. Select for me and choose for me. The hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif. And if it comes out positive, then you propose. But remember, you can't just marry her, her father or brother. Somebody has to give consent. However, one word of advice that remember is this, that you should not just marry her because of her beauty. That's the sense I'm getting from your question. You are so dazzled by her beauty that day and night you read namaz also, you think of her. So you must remember that should not be the criteria. The criteria should always be the piety, the belief structure, the good character, how particular, meticulous is she of a salat and so forth. So all that are the things you should look at. The beauty and all that, after 1 year, 2 years, she'll fall pregnant, give birth, finish, that slum trum, everything will be gone. So don't be a fool in this issues here, that many people just look at the beauty and then they want to get married, and thereafter you see so many problems.
Listener says, how many ladies are we allowed to go and see before we get married, Ustad? Can we go looking every day for 10 years? Because every lady is more prettier than the next, Ustad.
Yes, because you yourself, your whole criteria is upside down. You must remember that you just want to look for a beautiful lady. So that's the wrong criteria. You must look for a pious lady, upright character, belonging to the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, lady who is devoted, dedicated to Islam. She performs a salat. She dresses modestly. All these type of things. So not that you just go like a small suitor and a shooter and a Romeo every day. Go look for new one. That is not permissible in Islam.
Subhanallah. 0847863132. Anonymous says, respected Mufti Saab, I am 16 years old and want to get married. My parents are refusing for my marriage. What is your advice, Ustad?
It's right, your parents must refuse because you are mature, but you are mentally not mature. Your husband will just make big eyes, he will shout you, your huzu will break. In our vernacular, Mehman, Gujarati, Urdu, we say nadan. So you are still nadan, you're still wet behind your ears. Can you make a roti, first of all? Can you cook a meal? Can you take responsibility? Can you be a mother by the age of 16 and a half and 17? So all these questions you need to ask yourself. Your mother-in-law will shout you, then what you will say? So you need to build yourself up. So stay under the wing of your parents. Let them train you up, nurture you, and then you know how to run a home. So all that, you just think of that man, oh, Ibo Haru chair and all that. So then when they put you under the chair, then there's big problems then. So you must remember, even I'll agree with your parents, you're still too naive and simple-minded to get married now. You wait 1-2 years, then you think of marriage.
Somebody says they need advice, Ustad. I am a graphics designer, and my job entails me to add women to car pictures who in reality did not pose for the car. My wife sees these pictures and wants to blackmail me to my in-laws. I don't have any other job, and I'm good with what I do. Can I take my wife's pictures and pre-pose it in an advert to secure myself and blackmail her to say that she's posing for adverts to secure my marriage with her, Ustad?
Everything what you are doing is haram, brother. Whether it's other woman or whether it's your wife or whether it's the blackmail, from A to Z, all that is haram. If you are doing graphics and you do inanimate objects, you take trees, you take mountains, you take lakes, you take lawn, gardens, all that is fine. But once you come to animate objects, and 90% they will want the women, because that is the Western system, capitalistic system, make money. Everybody put a price tag on him or on her and then sell it. So they want to sell tires, put a woman, sell cars, put a woman, sell a computer, put a woman. So all that is haram, and your income also is haram. So you must place your trust in Almighty Allah. Speak to Allah and say, Ya Wahhabu, Ya Wahhabu, Ya Fattahu, Ya Fattah. I won't do these haram things. You open the rosy, you open the means of provision and the risk and sustenance for me, because you said, O Almighty Allah, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. The person who adopts the quality of taqwa, so Almighty Allah will make a way out for him. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. And Allah will give him risk and sustenance from such avenues where you never ever expected. So therefore, we all need to be very, very clear on this issue, yeah, that Almighty Allah will give us halal risk as long as we don't continue with the haram. By Allah, there will be no contamination. Remember that.
Ustad Roshni wants to know, at what age do we give our children cell phones? Sister from Roshni.
Remember that children, you don't have to give them no cell phone while they are minors. For what they need a cell phone? They're 6, 8, 10, 12 years old. For what they need cell phone? They don't need cell phone. So once they become mature, then you give a cell phone, but you don't have to give a cell phone that has the internet and WhatsApp and so forth. You know that the old Nokia phones you have. When I was in Cape Town, I saw two old bajis. Mm-hmm. Mashallah, both of them took out the phone. And I said, Mashallah, you still got this old. He said, this is the best for us. The new ones are too complicating. So then I told them one incident. I told them when I was in New Zealand. So then that one brother was taking me somewhere around, you know, to show me places. And I took out also the Nokia phone in those days. So he told me, aren't you in the media? I said, yes. He said, people in media, they have very smartphones. You took out the phone from Adam alayhi salam's time. He's telling me like that. So I told him, no, the smartphone, I left it at home. So that is just, you know, light-hearted talk. So remember that once we give access to our children, then remember they get hooked up with the pornography, they get hooked up with the chat sites, they get hooked up with the evil ideologies, and one thing leads to another, and they are so smart and sharp, they are much smarter than the parents, and then you see suddenly the daughter comes back and she's pregnant, you see the son is now on drugs, and so many issues, because we open up the doors for them. So we need to be circumspect and very careful in this regard.
Somebody says, Ustad, I am stay-at-home mom. I look after the kids and the household while hubby goes to work. Hubby refuses to give me an allowance and at the same time throws a fit as I'm trying to find work. How do I sustain myself, Ustad? Furthermore, at times I refuse to do household chores. Why should I? If he doesn't see to my needs, why should I see to his? Am I justified or am I in the wrong, Ustad.
Both of you are wrong. None of you are right. The husband is wrong and the wife is wrong. The husband is wrong. You must remember, husband, when you said on your nikah day, nakahtuha wa qabiltuha, that you are marrying her and you are accepting her, so it means that all her expenses, all your children's expenses is upon you. You, the husband, you are the breadwinner. You can't be so conjure and stingy and miserly and you don't want to give her anything and so forth. And you expect her to live with a shoestring budget, you know. So that is unfair. Quran Kareem states, Surah 4, verse 19, وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, that you, the man, you must live with your wives with justice and equity and respect and so forth. Therefore, when I deliver nikah lectures, so I tell that husband-to-be, because still going to perform the nikah, I tell him, see, today you are giving 15,000 rand, which is Mahre Fatimi, $1,000, US dollars. So that's very good. But my advice to you, every month, every second, third month, also give some mahar, meaning give some gift to your wife, even though she is not expecting it. And in that way, tahadu tahabu, that the love will be enhanced. And husband, wife, there must be some argument, it's just but natural. So when you give gifts to one another, you hug one another, you shake hands with one another, so all this year, fa innal hadiyata tuthibu dhagayin, it will remove the rancor, the malice, the hatred. So remember, this is hadith of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Bayhaqi. So that is what needs. So you husband, you are wrong in that. You are keeping too tight your fist and you don't want to spend on your wife at all. Secondly, wife, you also in the wrong. Because now you feel your husband don't want to spend on you, so you say, go fly a kite. You must remember, I won't fulfill your conjugal rights, or I won't clean the house, I won't do this. So you husband, you must get all the machines. You know, the dishwasher, and this washer, and this washing machine, and all these gadgets you must get. And if your wife needs a maid, you get the maid as well. And make sure that you are not there when the maid comes, and all these type of things. So you are not compromising the situation regarding parda and hijab and so forth. Thereafter, you must remember, you the wife, you must still continue fulfilling the conjugal rights of your husband. You can't say you don't fight fire with fire, you fight fire with water. So similarly, yeah, in this case, yeah, that you can't say you're not giving me, so I won't give you, so I won't fulfill your conjugal rights, I won't cook for you, I won't do this, I won't do that. So that will be a recipe for disaster. You must continue doing the goodness for the love of Allah, for the pleasure of Allah, and then see how Almighty Allah will bring the mercy and compassion in your husband's heart, and read, Ya Fattahu, Ya Fattahu, Ya Wahhabu, Ya Wahhab, Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadud, the Asma'ul Husna, and everything will change for the better with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah.
Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. 29 minutes after 11, somebody says, Mufti Sahib, my daughter loves cats. All of us at home are allergic to cats. She's the apple of my husband's eye and refuses to hear anything about our daughter. How do we make him understand that we too have a place in our home, Ustad?
So you must remember that there are three issues. So certain parents, they will have a favorite son, a favorite daughter. So that is beyond control. But deliberately to show so much love to one, and then you show less love to the others. For example, the daughter, son you love, you give 100 rand, and the others you give 20, 30 rand. Brazenly, you are showing injustice, that's wrong. But in your heart, if you have more feeling, more love, so that is beyond your control, there's no problem with that. Second one, regarding the cats and all that, everybody should keep a big heart. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hadith, inna alaysa bin najisin, that these cats and kittens, they're not napak, they're not najis, innama hiya min at-tawafina alaykum at-tawafat, they jump from here and there, they're making tawaf and so forth. So if they're on your sofa, on your carpets or whatever tiles, so that places are not napak, they are still pure and clean. And third one, both of you, husband and wife, you'll need to be but magnanimous. Keep a big heart. Jiska zarf bara ho, Allah inko bara bana deta hai. Keep a big magnanimous heart and Allah will elevate you.
Subhanallah, ameen, 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 summa ameen. Somebody says, Mufti Sahib, my husband has another wife. He hasn't told me anything about it. Is this a reason for me to get a Shari'i divorce? Tried approaching him and he refuses to speak about it. Anonymous, Ustad.
If he is not treating you with justice, or you must remember he is not maintaining you, or he is ill-treating you and so forth, then you have grounds for fasakh, annulment of marriage. But what he did, that he is trying to keep the second wife as a spare wheel and is getting on with his clandestine activities, all that is not permissible. Therefore, we told you, once you start looking for loopholes, then that will be a recipe for disaster. Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us, A'alinun nikah. Announce the nikah. Waj'aluhu fil masajid. Perform the nikah in the masjid. So it shows it must be a public occasion, not a clandestine, hidden and secret matter. So now he's living with you nighttime, but daytime he meets that wife in the hotel, or he meets her in her place and all that. So daytime he's busy with her and nighttime with you. But when it comes nighttime, then he's tired, retired, because now you old also, he's old for you. So now he is young tart that he got married to, so she wakes him up and remember that he says that's very good, because now he goes to her house or they meet in a hotel or whatever. You, so all those things that he's doing is haram and not permissible, because you must remember he's not doing justice to the second one. Quran Kareem teaches us Surah 4, Surah Nisa, chapter 4, verse 3. فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا فَوَاحِدًا. When you cannot do justice to the plurality of wives, the 2, 3, 4, then you stick and you keep one wife only, because the old one is gold. So she will take care of you, you take care of her.
Somebody says, do husband and wife own each other? Meaning that we're not allowed to share anything with strangers, non-mahram people. So my question is, Mufti Sahab, why don't men wear parda?
So you must remember that you are seeing too many movies, you are reading too many Western books, and therefore your name is Maryam, but you're thinking like Mary. Some men also think all upside down things. Their name is Bilal, but they think like Bali. So you must remember, would you like that your husband go and dance with another strange woman? He sit with other women? Obviously you would not like. Would your husband like that you go and flirt with other men and so forth? So definitely not. So that is what we mean, that in Islam, that you must have nothing to do with the strange man, he must have nothing to do with the strange woman, unless there's need and so forth. Why the man must not wear parda and so forth? Your duty is at home. So that is a woman's place in Islam, whether the Muslim woman like it or not today, but the woman's place in Islam is at home. And the man's place is outside. He must go do all the work. He must go for the livelihood. He must bring in the income. He must pay for the medication. He has to pay for everything. So he can't be sitting on his laurels and thinking of Hadi, you know, at home. He has to become active and go and work. So to work outside daytime, nighttime, then his face has to be open, obviously. So you, your place is at home. So therefore, when you go out, you have to wear parda and hijab. So it's like saying, why the men don't get pregnant? Why the men don't breastfeed? It's the same thing. So you must remember, sister, you're not only confusing issues. The issues are you causing your fuses to be blown in the process.
26 minutes to 12. We're going to go for one more question, inshallah. We'll start thereafter. We will be going for our interval, inshallah. It says here, Allah created everything in pairs, Mufti Sahab. So why do some people die without ever getting married? Why don't we meet our pair in this world? What happens if Allah chooses this life for me and I stay restless till I die? Anonymous Ustad.
Yes, Almighty Allah created pairs. وَمِن كُلِّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقْنَا زَوْجَيْنِ. Allah Ta'ala created the pair. But sometimes you yourself, you don't want to get married. Sometimes you look for excuses and so forth. So don't blame Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And remember that if you don't get married here, in Jannah you will definitely get married. You won't stay a bachelor, or, you know, a lady who's not married. Everybody will have their spouses, because remember, Jannat Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam was there. He was enjoying all the bounties, but remember, no wife, so lonely. So Almighty Allah created the wife, هو الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وجعل منها زوجها ليسكن فيها. So he saw that he gets sukoon and peace and tranquility. So he was alone, and then the spouse Sayyida Hawa radiallahu anha came. So similarly, that even if you died alone, never got married, in Jannah you will get your husband, or you will get your wives and the hoors and all of these things.
24 minutes to 12, we're going inshallah for an interval. When we come back, we will continue with the bliss of marriage. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
Hello.
Hi, Mr. Nadu. Good news. Your three-story house is all ready for you to move in.
Wait, three-story? We only paid for two stories.
I know, but we used Alpine cement. It goes so much further.
Hey, I see you finished laying down the foundation for the two-car garage.
Well, actually, it's built for three.
Use Alpine cement. It goes further. For the best value cement, use Alpine cement.
Mmm, Dad, these Frimax chips are so tasty.
Wow, that really takes me back. My dad bought me a Frimax chips every day after school. They were my favorite when I was your age as well. Quality is at the very heart of what we do. And that's why we ensure that every Frimax packet is filled with the beautiful goodness and flavor-packed taste that you've come to expect from us since 1982. Frimax, from generation to generation.
Capital A, KZN's leading brand in air conditioning, voted number one by the Daily News Reader's Choice for quality, service and price. Call 031-209-4415 or visit our showrooms Capital A, Capital Decor and Caterquip.
The problem with many Muslims has become today, or with all Muslims, nobody aspires to be a Salahuddin. Nobody tries to be Umar ibn Khattab or Abu Dharr or Abu Bakr radiallahu anhum or a Khadija or a Fatima. Nobody aspires to be like them. I believe if a person does not drink Coca-Cola because he believes that it contributes to the atrocities upon his Muslim brothers, he will be rewarded by Allah. I was in Leicester, I gave a talk in the university, and the brothers took me out, and alhamdulillah, mashallah, all brothers on sunnah, and they put Coca-Cola in front of me. And I said, no, jazakallah. And they said, oh, you're an Ismail Adam Patel's fatwa. I said, listen, brother, if it was your cousins in Gujarat who had been under occupation for 60 years, I could swear you would not drink this Coca-Cola. But the thing is, we give our personal and national allegiance greater emphasis than we do on our Islamic identity.
The voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah. Saud, Markaz al-Sahaba.
Ultimate Car Wash, conveniently located at 429 Brickfield Road, Overport. We offer an ultimate experience in touchless car wash, auto valet, and engine wash. We open from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact us on 072-741-1007 or 062-501-8114.
Are you ready to live in luxury? Make your dreams come true? Find all the comforts of home and more at Castiles, KZN's very first superstore. An exquisite and modern product range in tiles, taps, and sandware. Indulge yourself by visiting our showroom at 1 Willowfield Crescent, Springfield Park, Durban. Contact us on 031-579-5555. Castiles, luxury at affordable prices.
Breaking news! Caterquip premium brands now launched. In-store bakeries, butcheries, quick shops, coffee shops, franchises, restaurants. You name the brand and we'll supply it. Call 031-309-5649 and our sales team will come see you.
SS Wheels, direct importer, wholesaler and retailer of mag wheels and tires. Buy any mag and tire combo and get a Marcus Sahaba decoder free. Situated in Benoni, 64 Lake Avenue. Call us on 011-422-4112 or 4114 or 082-300-3870.
An Umrah deal not to be missed. Travel and Tour World brings you an Umrah package to suit your needs. Tailor-made packages include flights, 5 nights in Mecca, 5 nights in Medina, Saudi visas from just 14,999 rands per person in quad sharing. Call us now on 031-209-9292. That's 031-209-9292. Travel and Tour World for something special in service.
Dad, these Frimax chips are so tasty.
Wow, that really takes me back. My dad bought me a Frimax chips every day after school. They were my favorite when I was your age as well. Quality is at the very heart of what we do, and that's why we ensure that every Frimax packet is filled with the beautiful goodness and flavor-packed taste that you've come to expect from us since 1982. Frimax, from generation to generation.
An Umrah deal not to be missed. Travel and Tour World brings you an Umrah package to suit your needs. Tailor-made packages include flights, 5 nights in Makkah, 5 nights in Medina, Saudi visas from just 14,999 rands per person in quad sharing. Call us now on 031-209-9292. That's 031-209-9292. Travel and Tour World, for something special in service.
Baker's DIY, your convenience hardware experience. We stock all kinds of hardware, building materials, power tools, and decor. Call at any of our stores situated in Durban North, Briardine, Glenwood, Montclair, and Malvern. Try us first, we'll beat any price.
You are listening to Markaz al-Sahaba, the voice of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah.
19 minutes to 12. It's a beautiful, mashallah, Tuesday morning, part one. Somebody says, Ustad, my husband's child ignores my children. My husband's child ignores my children and I. The child also has no respect for what I say. The child is on the phone all the time sending messages about what we say. How do I deal with it, Ustad? Could you please advise me?
Just now you heard what I told that person. I think you are 76 years old. I told him, get married to a lady who doesn't have children. Now you knew that your husband has one son or one daughter or children or whatever the case is. Plus you are coming with your children, Mera, Tera or Apna. You came with your lot, with your children, he got his child or his children, then you're going to start the third generation, you know, that your children, the two of you. So remember that this is a natural thing, that he's going to compare you with his biological mother. He's going to compare you, your children, with his brother or his sister and so forth. So the only way you can come across this is you have to cement your marriage with your husband. And then when you win your husband over, there's unity of thought, then both of you strategize how to deal with his son, how to make him such that he must learn what is respect, what is discipline, all these things here. You're going to try on your own, but his father is not telling him anything. So remember, it's a lost case. You will never win that situation. So you have to know, first, you knew that he has a child or children. So now you have to blame yourself for that. Second thing is this, you are married now, and remember that enhance the relationship between you and your husband. And then you, the two of you, strategize. Now, how do we solve these problems so that we can become closer rather than becoming distant to one another? So that is how you should tackle the situation, inshallah. Mm.
Somebody says, Ustad, Anonymous, my daughter was married. She had a bit of a problem. Her husband did not want to make a home, and my husband insisted that my daughter rather comes home. He brought few friends to explain to me it is better, and then my daughter saw in his phone he was having an affair, and he told that the girl I brought my daughter home, but my heart wants to be by you. My daughter was very upset. If she knew her father was having an affair, she was shocked what he did to her marriage. Even if her husband did not to make a home, but her father did not even try, Ustad.
Remember, sister, that now it seems that the divorce, everything has taken place. Now, no sense that you're going to blame your ex-husband, or you blame your father, or you blame this one, this one. Remember that when we answer questions here on Bliss of Marriage, it's always a one-way traffic thing. We heard one side of the story, but we did not hear the other side of the story. So for all intents and purposes, my sister, no sense harping on the past. Quran Kareem states, وَإِن يَتَفَرَّقَا يُغْنِ اللَّهُ كُلًّا مِّن سَأَتِي. Now you are separated, Allah will make you independent from one another. Remember that He will continue with His life, you must continue with your life. You can't be crying and thinking, oh, my ex-wife and my ex-husband and so forth and so on, and now blame your father or blame this one. Finish its history, carry on with the geography now, and you must now take a hold, pick up the pieces of your life. And what must you do? You ask Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, Allah majalna salihin muslihin. Ya Allah, make me pious and make me an impact for people, so that people can learn from my own mistakes, and so forth and so on. And we don't know if you have a child or children, and if you want to resettle down, mashallah, you cry to Allah, read 2 rakat salat every day, read Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun. Allah jalla wala will give you someone better. But remember, end of the day, وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. When calamities come upon you, so it's because of your own deeds and your own actions. So that is what you should realize. Yes, for us, because of our sins. For Anbiya, calamities come, pious people, لِرَفْءِ الدَّرَجَاتِ, to elevate their rank and status. So forget the past and continue with the future. Concentrate on the present and on the future, then your quality of life will also be better.
Brother says, dear Mufti, I have 3 wives. None of the 3 want me to take number 4. Do I need their permission for number 4? My 3 wives hate my last choice. What do I do? She is gorgeous. Anonymous brother, Ustad.
So you must remember, brother, I don't know, but it seems that you may be having 4 million or something, and you're a man who is very, very fit. You have a lot of stamina, it looks right. Like, you understand? So now you got 3, and they're all begging you, don't take number 4. Maybe they're worried of the inheritance, my brother. Because when you die, then the 12.5% is going to be distributed among 3. So you must remember that. So if you get 4, so their shares will get even less. So maybe they're looking at that. We don't know. First thing you have to ask your question, these 3, are you just with them? Only you can answer. I know that on the ground, 80% of the Muslim husband are not just. 2, they are 2, 3, 4 wives. Second one, do you have the financial means that for a 4th wife? Then the 3rd one, do you have the means, the physical means, strength, energy to fulfill their conjugal rights and so forth? So all these questions only you can answer. And obviously, if you want to marry that wife, it can't be the criteria that she's gorgeous and so forth. She got blue eyes and she got blonde hair and she's so forth. She's slim and trim like a bottle, you know. So like the bottle, cold drink bottle or something. So that can't be the criteria, my brother. The criteria to life is much more. So you should know that after 3 wives and so forth. So it is your life. We can only give you advice. My advice will be that 3 is enough for you. But if you want to go for number 4, so it is your choice. But with these conditions that I mentioned. Mm.
Somebody says, Ustad, it is my wife's birthday today. We never ever celebrated birthdays, Ustad. We know it's wrong, but if I don't wish her a happy birthday, I will be reminded of this day for the rest of the year. Can I buy my wife a birthday gift so I can rest in peace? Ustad.
No, you don't have to buy a gift, nothing today. So you must remember that end of the week, next week, you buy something and tell her, oh darling, here it is, I was waiting for the end of the month. Mm. So end of the month, if you take February, is Saturday. And you must remember, you can tell her some story like that. So you don't give it on that birthday, any other day you give it, it's fine. Second one is this, you don't have to wish her happy birthday and all that. You wish her, oh my darling, both of us, let us make special dua every day starting today. Ya Allah, Allahumma ij'alna min al-maqbooleen. Ya Allah, accept us for your deen, Ya Allah. So that is what you should be doing. Not now like a non-Muslim way that now she's 18, 20, 40 years old. Now you get 20 candles, 40 candles, and then you have to blow and all these type of things. So all this here is tabzir. You become the brother of shaitan. Innal mubazirina kanu ikhwana shayatin. So remember that, so you don't imitate, emulate the Western way, the non-Muslim way.
Somebody says here, Ustad, it says that what is the significance of an anniversary? Does it show the world how much patience we have, Ustad?
Remember, there's no such thing as anniversary and all that. It is our first anniversary. It is my, I can say I went through 40 anniversaries. But we don't have all these things here. Mm. These are things that people who suffer from a complex. That is the problem with the Ummah today. That they think that white is right and west is the best. So as long as you think like that, then you always want to mimic them. Mm. You want to imitate the non-Muslim kafir culture. You must remember that. You take our people in South Africa today, the mass population, 80% of them are Christian. But remember that they got nothing to do with Christianity, majority of them. Because now they themselves have become feeling inferiority complex. They see the West and they see technology and they see this. So they think, let us mimic them and let us imitate them. So we will become like them. No, you will always be second class. Give them a better system which has better values, and that is Islam. So that is what we need to learn, that learn the best and share it with the rest.
Subhanallah. Somebody says here, Ustad, that they say that you can't remain happy all your life. So marriage was created. How do I tell my husband that I hate him to bits, but can't love without him because he will blackmail me and have me blacklisted for a sin I committed when I was just a kid, Ustad?
Remember that all of you have to learn to forgive one another, and don't say that now he will blackmail you, you will blackmail him, he will take out your dirty linen, you will take out his dirty linen. Who will benefit? The shaitan will laugh at both of you. So both of you start from here. You committed wrongs, he committed wrongs. Forgive one another. Beg Almighty Allah for forgiveness. And in that way, you continue with your life. Yes, you can be happy all times. How you can be happy all times? When things go in our favor, alhamdulillah, we praise Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. When things are difficult and really big, big problems, challenging things, so still we praise Allah, alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal. We are happy because we're not in a war zone. Imagine the child in Syria, they don't know where the next meal will come, and then they are freezing to death in front of their children, in front of their parents. So Almighty Allah has not put us through such conditions through His grace and mercy and benevolence. So always look at the people who are less fortunate than us, and then you will learn shukr, gratitude, and you'll be happy. Things go well, alhamdulillah. Things go against our desires, alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal. We still praise Almighty Allah in all cases and circumstances. Mm.
This one is very sad, Ustad. I have put all my kids through university, and they have top jobs and huge mansions. Today we don't have a place to go and will be evicted by the end of Feb, right? It says our kids don't have time to visit or give us a call. When we call on them for help, Mufti Sab, they say they're too busy at work. We are two old people about to leave this world. What do we do? Do we go love in the streets at our age, Ustad?
Remember, this is what I addressed in last night's Q&A. I said that parents, there's an example of it. Parents, when your children were growing up, you were so concerned, let me send them to this university, this college, this. So you send them to that institution, the secular institutions that built in their mind that, remember, parents are a liability. That parents, when they get old, go dump them in the old age home. That parents, they are now wasting time. We want to be productive. We must know how to make money. So how sad it is that today the children got no time. Each one of them, if what you are saying is true, you must remember, accursed by Almighty Allah. And their time will come when their entire empire will crumble as well. But you, the parents, you also partly to be blamed, because you did not teach your children what is Islam. You did not teach them that under your feet, O my mother, is Jannat. You did not teach them, O father, that when your son, daughter looks at you, every time they look at you with love and respect, they get the reward of Hajj. If they knew that, then their mansions and their wives and children and their TVs and videos, all that would be totally insignificant. To make your khidmat, to call you to their homes, should be their honor. But because you must remember that now you are not so, you're not so fit and so forth. You might cough here, you might sneeze here, you might dirty their carpets, might dirty their lounges and so forth. So they worried about the material things which have saturated their hearts. So therefore, now end of February, you don't know where you will go. What you should do, all these children of yours, if what you are saying is true, you should expose them all on the social media. ABC, Zalim, I gave you everything and today you got no time. Daughter, you got no time. Son, you got no time. You're a disgrace as a Muslim. And remember, if you make bad dua, it's not permissible. But if you make bad dua, remember, it's curtains for them. Everything of theirs will be destroyed. So you children, you better wake up. You must remember this. Go and save your parents and save yourself from Jahannam. Wallahi, I tell you, I have Quran in my hand. That if this status quo continues, your parents died, and you did not bother about them, wallahi, you land up straight in Jahannam as well. Yeah. And that is what the Quran is teaching us. That is what the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salam is teaching us. You want Quran, Surah 47, verses 22-23. In tawallaytum, when you have authority, power. Now you have this degree, you're flying here, flying there. And tufsidu fil ard, and you cause mischief, mayhem, chaos on this earth. Wa tuqatti'u arhamakum, you sever ties with your own parents. Ulaika alladhina la'anahumullah. Allah has cursed them. Fa asammahum, made them spiritually deaf. Wa a'ma absarahum, spiritually blind. That is Quran chapter 47, verses 22-23. You want a hadith of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Kullu zambin in sha'a fa'anu wa in sha'a adabahu. Every sin is a prerogative of Allah. Either Allah punishes the person or forgives the person. But one sin, illa uquq al walidain, where you are severing the ties, you are rebellious, disobedient to them. Fa inna Allah yu'ajjilu uquubatahu li sahibihi fil hayat qabla mawtihi. Allah will unleash his punishment for you, the sons and daughters, grandchildren, in this worldly life before death overtakes you. Open Mishkat Sharif Bayhaqi, you will find the hadith there. So sons, daughters, wake up from your slumber and that material wealth. I am in my 60s. I have seen enough of life. I saw in my own family, I saw in others, because they did not serve their parents, how their empire crumbled, and today they're just crying because the parents are no more.
Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. You're bringing tears into our eyes, Ustad. I see Mrs. Adrian says, what is wrong with today's kids, dear Mufti AK? Money is not about everything. God can snatch it away just like this, Mrs. Adrian, Ustad.
Yes, well said, Mrs. Adrian, that I hope you keep on listening to our programs. We have no hidden agenda, ulterior motive. Our aim is to educate the Muslims of their responsibilities and to propagate the true Islam to the non-Muslims, not the so-called Islam that they see on the TV and propaganda. They are the biggest terrorists, the Americans and the Israelis and the Indian government and the Chinese, with their state terrorism, but they want to shift the blame to the Muslim. So you should know all this, and I'm sure you are listening to our programs, and you can see that how educational, informative it is. We want a message of peace, but peace based on justice, and the Muslims must rise up to be Muslims and not feel secondary and inferiority complex and think the West is the best or that the white is right. There's no such thing in Islam. It must be our belief that Islam is the best, and it is our duty to share it with the rest of humanity.
A minute left to 12, Ustad, our rundown.
Yes, today our rundown, inshallah, the news now with Brother Yusuf Ali at 12, inshallah. 12 to 1 will be my brother Alpha Sinkosi, the current affairs, 1 o'clock Adhan for Zohar, 5 past 1, inshallah, to 5 past 1 to 1:30 will be Surah Al-Adiyat, chapter 100, and verse verses 6 and 7 we'll discuss today, inshallah. And thereafter, inshallah, will be Surah Naml, chapter 27, and verses number 27 and so forth. We'll continue, inshallah. And thereafter will be the Sheikh Zakaria from 2 to 3, in the mercy of Allah. 3 to 5:30, Brother Yusuf Ali. 5:30 to 7, Mona Khalid Yaqub from our Durban studios. 7 to 7:30, the repeat of today's commentary of the Noble Quran. 7:30 to 8, inshallah, Mona Yunus Patel, Rahimullah's advices. 8 to 9, inshallah, Mona Bilal Katrada with the tech watch, inshallah. And then, inshallah, the talk of Mona Muaz Bayat regarding tasawwuf and tazkiyah. So, wonderful lineup. Make dua for us. Remember, read with me before we go to the news. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Shaban wa balighna Ramadan. It is the first of Rajab in 99% of the cities and countries. Barakallahu fiqh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ustaz, we say jazakumullahu khair to you and to the listeners. Up next is the 12 o'clock news with Haji Handsome Yusuf Ali.